Okay, well, the last few days I've run into, I think God just opened some kind of opportunity for me to be exposed to a certain song that has just been constantly running through my mind, and something I've been humming and something I've started to learn the words to. And I thought maybe I could read a couple of lines before we look at some scripture verses. Actually, I will be going to Romans chapter 8. So if you want to get ahead, you can go there. But listen to these words. Sometimes I fall to my knees and pray, come, Jesus, come. Let today be the day. Sometimes I feel like I'm going to break, but I'm holding on to a hope that won't fade. Come, Jesus, come. We've been waiting so long for the day you return to heal every hurt and right every wrong. We need you right now. Come and turn this around. Deep down, I know this world isn't home. Come, Jesus, come. Come, Jesus, come. And I was reminded in hearing this song, which I'm going to play in a moment, of some verses here in Romans chapter 8, starting in verse 16. In the King James, it says that Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creature waits for the manifestation of the sons of God. For the creature was made subject to vanity. Now, many translations, and one I'm looking at right here by Walter Cummins, he has something called the Working Translation, where he translates verse 19 as, in fact, the eager expectation of the creation waits for the revelation of the sons of God. Verse 20, because the creation was subjected to futility, not voluntarily, but by him who subjected it upon a hope, that the creation itself, verse 21, should be also freed from the bondage of corruption to the freedom of the glory of the children of God. And then this verse 22. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. And Walter says, thus we know that all the creation groans together and travails together as in childbirth until now. And verse 23, not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. And what this caused me to really reflect on a little bit is just that inner, I mean, they call it a groaning here, but, and they relate it to childbirth, just that very kind of unexplainable turmoil, let's say, or something that, you know, we go through internally. And I feel like sometimes that's exactly the way we feel with the different things that happen in life and even the joys of life, that one of these days, you know what, it's all going to be over. It's all going to be over, and things will be put back, and they'll be right. Another verse says, there'll be no war, there'll be no chains. When Jesus comes, let today be the day. He'll come for the weak and the strong just the same, and all will believe in the power of his name. Sounds like Philippians to me. Every knee shall bow at the name of Jesus Christ. That's one thing we all have in common. Jesus Christ. That's the name above all names. And take your Bibles to and look in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, kind of a similar record here of 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 14. Oh, yeah, I like this. Knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise up us also by Jesus, and shall present us with you. For all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound or abound to the glory of God, for which cause we faint not. Walter says, wherefore we are not discouraged, although our outer person is decaying, yet our inner man, our inner person, is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, and sometimes it doesn't seem so light, but for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Thus our momentary light weight of the affliction produces for us an eternal exceeding weight, heavy weight of glory. Verse 18, while we look not at things which are seen, but the things that are what? Not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but those things that are not seen, they are eternal. We've been waiting so long for the day you return to heal every hurt, to right every wrong. We need you right now. Come and turn this around. Deep down, I know this world isn't home. Come, Jesus. Come.
Let today be the day. Sometimes I feel like I'm gonna break, but I'm holding on to a hope that won't fade. Today be the day. He'll come for the weak and the strong just the same, and all will believe in the power of His name. Come, Jesus, come. We've been waiting so long the time is right now. There's no need to wait. Your past will be washed by rivers of grace. Come, Jesus, come. We've been waiting so long for the day you return to heal every hurt and right every wrong.
Vicki, would you have a word of prophecy?
My heart is open to you, and my love is unconditional for you. Never forget that, for I, your God and Father, have made you. I have created you. I have sent my Son for you. There is nothing, there is not one good thing I will withhold from you. So look unto me, listen to me, sit with me, spend time with me. I have many things to show you, many things to tell you. I love you deeply.
And Michael, word prophecy.
My dear children, I love you with a deep and an everlasting love. I'm always present with you, my children, and I always joy to be with you because you are my precious ones. I gave the most valuable thing I had, my son, so that you could be with me and be part of my wonderful family, and it is my joy, my deepest joy. So walk with open hearts towards me, knowing that I never condemn you. I never have evil or bad thoughts about you. I always have great thoughts about you. My love just abounds and surrounds you. And that love will strengthen you. That love will give you the courage and the ability to walk forth with victory in this world. Until I gather you together for that great party in the sky, my children, I love you.
Yeah, I'd like to read just a few more verses with you, and feel free just to listen along. 1 Corinthians 13:8, charity never faileth, but whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known. And now abideth faith, hope, and charity. These three, and the greatest of these, is charity. Amen to that, huh?
Yeah.
Wow. Also want to look at 1 John chapter 3, verses just right there at the very beginning of 1 John. It's so beautiful. And all these things have to do with that groaning within us, because we know there's a day coming. That's why I just absolutely love that song. So wonderful. Come, Jesus, come. Because, yeah, we have the abundance of life. We can renew our minds. We can walk in the Spirit. We can speak in tongues. We can prophesy. We can do many things. But we will really be made completely, completely, completely whole and redeemed in completeness at that moment of his return. The 1 John chapter 3, Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knows us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as what?
He is.
Walter says, beloved, we are children of God now, and although it has not yet been revealed what we shall be, we know that when he, Jesus Christ, is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. We see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. There's a great day that's coming. Mm-hmm. These are great days that we live in, but there's even a greater day coming. It's going to come like what? A thief in the night, right? It's going to come when it's least expected. Mm-hmm. But we have the anticipation of it coming. You know, 1 Corinthians 15 is a great section on God's word about the mystery. Let's have a quick look there, shall we? 1 Corinthians chapter 15. I mean, what's not to get blessed about with this kind of teaching, huh? Come, Jesus, come. I'm just so thankful and blessed that we're participating in this this walk and this work of God together. 1 Corinthians 15. And in verse 51, behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. Mm-hmm. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be what?
Changed.
Man, I feel my heart kind of groaning within me now. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, mortal put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? Well, the sting of death is sin, and the stress strength of sin is the law, but maybe this is one of those but God.
Yeah.
But thanks be to God. Thanks be to God who gives us the victory. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, Wally, Vicky, George, Leslie, Deanne, Timothy, all you folks that are joined in, Judy Hunt, Deanne, Clyde, and so many of the rest of you all, Norma, Jackson and Mary Ellen, Anonymous, you're on here too. That's funny. And some other folks I'm not aware of and don't know your names, but God bless you. This is what we have to look forward to.
Amen.
My beloved brethren, be steadfast. What does that mean? Stand. Just stand. Stand. Unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know, your labor is not in vain in the Lord. It may appear like that. You get weary, you get beat down, things happen, circumstances, situations, whatever. You fill in the blank. But God's exhortation and my exhortation tonight is, be steadfast. Be unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Because somehow when you take your eyes off of you, things seem to get a lot better. So find somebody to help. Find somebody that you can reach out to and serve and help. And it will really help you to get your mind off of you, which is not probably the best thing to be focusing on all the time. I didn't say ever, right? I said all the time. Now, I want to close here in Revelation chapter 22. Revelation chapter 22. And in verse 7, there's actually three uses of this in Revelation 22. The first one's verse 7. Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keeps the sayings of the prophecy of this book. And in verse 12, behold, I come quickly. Mm-hmm. These are the words of Jesus. Behold, I come quickly. Behold, I come quickly. And in verse 20, he which testifies these things saith, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Well, Heavenly Father, thank you for this time together. Come, Jesus, come. Help us. Our hearts cry out for it. In the meantime, we're going to do our best, Lord, to stay steadfast, stay unmovable, be pillars and warriors in this world in which we live. We got the armor of life, and we have the words of life. So thank you for strengthening us and helping us, Father, until that great day where we see our Lord and Savior face to face. And we thank you for this tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.